So let's review. The Gemara previously discussed several proofs which confirm one's eligibility for kahuna and continues with a braisa. Harisha bav Amar, b'ni zeh v'kainhu. A kain testified that this is his son and that he's also a kain. Neman l'hachila b'truma. Rebbe says his testimony is only accepted for truma because b'yodil l'hachila b'truma. The kain has the ability to provide his son with his truma. However, v'ena neman l'asiya isha. His testimony is not accepted for marriage, for yuchasin, because she'im b'yodil l'asiya isha. The kain does not have the ability to persuade a woman to marry his son. Priya disagrees and says, im iyata maminu l'asiya isha, loitaminu l'achila b'truma. If his testimony is not accepted for yuchasin, it cannot be accepted for truma either, because karavu etzel aviv. The kain is disqualified to testify for his son, his relative. However, Priya agrees in the case of masich lefi tumah. If one casually mentions that he ate truma, his statement is accepted for truma. Although he is pasul eidus, disqualified to testify because karavu etzel atzmai, however, masich lefi tumah is accepted even by a pasul such as a Gentile. The previous Mishnah on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis mentioned the case of Shnei Anoshim, Zeh Omer Koyani, VeZeh Omer Koyanani. In the case of two men in which each one claims that he is a Koyan, Einon Nemanim, their testimony is not accepted at all because Karavu Eitzel Atzmai. A person is considered his own relative and is disqualified to testify. However, Bizman Shei Me'idin Zeh Azeh, in the case in which each man testifies that his friend is a Koyan, according to the Tanakhama, Hare Ilu Nemanim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, ein nemanin, because ein man lekuhuna al pi eid echad. The Gemara there explained the machlokes two ways. Chashina legoimlin, the concern for two men who reciprocate by testifying for each other and are possibly lying. Rabban Savri, malin lekuhuna al pi eid echad, because lechashina legoimlin. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, ein man lekuhuna al pi eid echad, because chashina legoimlin. But malin mitruma leyuchzin kamefage. If one accepting truma through his self-assurance is considered sufficient proof for yuchasin, Rabban Savri, malon lekuhuna al pi eid echad, because ein malon mitruma leyuchasin. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, ein malon lekuhuna al pi eid echad, because malon mitruma leyuchasin. The Mishnah there mentions two other opinions. Amar Rabbi Lazar, ein masai, b'makom shesh ayrin. Rabbi Lazar agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that ein malon lekuhuna al pi eid echad, where there are two people who claim that he is pasul lekuhuna. However, b'makom she'ein ayrin, man lekuhuna pi eid echad. Rabbi Lazar agrees with the Tanakama where there are no ayrin. B'shem Gamliel ayman b'shem b'shem ben Askan, man lekuhuna pi eid echad. The Gemara asks, B'shem Gamliel haynu Rabbi Eliezer, that B'shem Gamliel can only be referring to b'makom she'ein ayrin, in which case his opinion is identical to that of Rabbi Lazar. The Gemara explains their machlokes in two ways. B'meichesh lezilusa de beidina kemefubi. This is a case of the muhziglon ba'avua dahai, the kohen hu, one whose father was becheskes kohen kosher, considered a legitimate kohen. V'nafgal akala de ben grusha ben chalutzahu v'achsine. But there was a rumor that this son was born to a grusha, divorcee or chalutza, in which case he is a kohen pasul, and bezdin demoted him from kahuna based on the koil. Then v'asa eid echad v'am yidan be de kohen hu v'askine. An eid echad, a single witness, then testified that he is a kohen kasher, and Bezdin promoted him to kahuna, because an eid echad overrides a koil. Then, v'asu beitrei v'amri ben grusha ben chalutzahu v'achsine. Two eidim then testified that he is a kohen pasul, and Bezdin demoted him a second time, because ein dvar v'shal echad b'makom shnayim. Two eidim override an eid echad. Then, v'asa eid echad v'amri yedana be de kohenu. Another eid echad testified that he is a kohen kasher. We now have two Eidim who testified independently that is a Kayan Kasher. With the Kula Alma Mitzdar Falaidis, Rabbi Lazar and Shemlil agree that the independent testimonies of two Eid Echad can be combined to form a testimony of two Eidim. However, there is a Chashash, a concern, for Zilus de Beidina, a belittlement of Bezdin's image, because he was already demoted twice, through the Kayal, and through the Shnei Eidim that stated Kayan Pasal. And if Bezdin subsequently promotes him through the other Eidim that stated Kayan Kasher, the Bezdin's rulings appear contradictory, which may cause the respect for Bezdin to become diminished. Therefore, Tanakama Savar, Ein Ma'al Lekuhun Al Pi Eid Echad. Tanakama, Rebbe Lazar says, Bezdin cannot promote him through the Eid Echad who combined with the other Eid Echad, but Makom Shesh Ayrin. In this case, in which he was demoted through Ayrin, two Eidim stating Kohen Pasul because Chashin Lezilus De Beidina. Rebbe Shmuel Savar, Ma'al Lekuhun Al Pi Eid Echad. Shmuel says that Bezdin may promote him through the Eid Echad because Lazilus with the Beidin Alei Cheshinan. Rav Ashi says that both Rabbi Lazar and Shmuel agree that Lazilus with the Beidin Alei Cheshinan. However, b'mitzdarf and la'edus kamifugi, they disagree if the independent testimonies of two Eid Echad can be combined to form a testimony of two Eidim. Tanakama Savar ein man lekuna al pi Echad. Tanakama Rabbi Lazar says Bezdin cannot promote him through the Eid Echad stating Kohen Kasher. B'makim shesh Eirin. In this case, in which he was demoted through Eirin, two Eidim stating Kohen possible because Ein Mitzdarf on Le'edus, the Eid Echad cannot be combined with the other Eid Echad, and the Ein Dvarav Shalach B'makim Shnayim. Shem Gamliel Savar, Mal Likuna Api Echad, B'makim Shesh Eirin, because Mitzdarf on Le'edus. Since this is a situation of Trei Trei Ninu, Makmina Achazake, both Kite Eidim cancel out, and he is promoted to Kahuna based on the initial Cheskes Kasher of his father. This machlokes is also mentioned in the Braisa, which states the Enedusan Miskayemes Bebezdin Ashi Idu Shneim Ka'echad. The Tanakhama says that the testimony of two Eidim cannot be accepted unless they testify simultaneously because Eimin Star from Le'edus. Rav Nasan Eimer Shemin Devarav Shel Zehayim Ukshtiyav Chaver Lamacher Shemin Devarav. Rav Nasan disagrees and says that Bezdin may accept one Eid's testimony today and the other Eid's testimony the next day because Mitzdarfin Le'edus. The following Mishnah returns to the topic of Shvuya, a woman taken captive by Gentiles. Look at the Mishnah. Ho'isha shenechvesha b'de'akum. A woman who was taken captive by Gentiles and subsequently released. Ali de'mam min muteris labala. If they captured her for collecting money, then she is permitted to her husband, even a kain. They will not abuse her because they are afraid of losing the money. However, if they captured her for execution, then she is prohibited to her husband, even a Yisrael, because they abuse her and there is a chashash, is no spirits and concern that she may have consented to cohabitation. The Eishes is such as in spirits and asur labala. And the wife of a Yisrael who was mezana willingly is prohibited to her husband. The Gemara says, Lo yishanu, the Mishnah only refers to a situation in which the Jews dominate over the Gentiles. Therefore, the Gentiles are afraid to violate the laws. In a situation in which the Gentiles dominate over the Jews, although, however,